Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his hillbilly boy.
Yes, sirree. Thank you very much, Leon. It's these hillbilly boys back again, friends, to play a little 15-minute program for you. Sponsored by the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, the manufacturers of that famous and well-known hillbilly flour. Start our program off. We're going to have a little make-a-wicky walk right up here to the microphone and give you that old breakdown titled Kill 'Em. Make your wiki. And now that we have a little make your wiki up here, I'd like for him to read this little poem that was composed by our father, Governor W. Lee O'Daniel. Make your wiki, come on up here and read this poem entitled Eulogy to Nature.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made. You're making that crook.
If you want to write a poem, find yourself a cozy nook out among the birds and flowers, down beside some babbling brook.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about your cares and troubles and everything that makes you mad. Think of things that make you happy. You'll feel better when you're glad. Listen to the robins singing, golden notes so full and cheer, while the perch go gliding smoothly through the water, cold and clear. Grazing in yon nice green meadow, cows and horses, sheep and swine seem to tell you by their actions that there's no use to whine. Corn and oats and cotton growing just to feed and clothe us folks through the winter that is coming when we cannot live on jokes. Wildflowers blooming in all splendor, beautiful and fragrant too, adding just that touch of color to please and thrill you through and through. That's the place for inspiration, the finest spot in all the land. That's where poets and true lovers learn to shout, ain't nature grand?
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky, and thank you, boys, for backing Mickey Wicky up with that little music.
Yeah.
And now to get on here with the program, well, my goodness sakes alive. I live and breathe, it's Leon, the Texas songbird. Back again to sing. And, well, Leon says, sweet mama, hurry home or I'll be gone.
I
I've been so blue and lonesome too ever since you went away. My poor heart yearns for you both night and day. Since you're gone, the stars don't seem to shine. You are always on my mind. I'm so unhappy, for I want just you. But there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you'll want me, no one else will do. Sweet mama, your heart will long for my loving, and you'll see that you were wrong. And I know you will cry, and maybe sometimes cry, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet mama, hurry home or I'll be gone. Now you won my heart right from the start. I gave all my love to you. I never dreamed that you could be untrue. You had ways of loving all your own. That's what made me leave my happy home. But now you're gone and I'm left all alone. But there'll come a time you'll miss me and you'll be blue. There'll come a time you'll want me. No one else will do. Sweet mama, your heart will long for my loving, and you see that you were wrong. And I know you will cry, and maybe sometimes sigh, but then I'll be long gone. Sweet mama, hurry home or I'll be gone. Hurry home.
Well, Leon, that was mighty fine. We really did like that ending there. Very good yodeling ending, I'm telling you. And to get along here with the program, we might as well continue with some more of that singing. With Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird singing together, The Yellow Rose of Texas.
That yellow rose in Texas, I'm going there to see. No other Dorothy knows her, no other one but me. She cried so when I left her, it's like it broke her heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part. She's sweetest rose of color that Dorothy ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest maid and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Grand is going, the stars are shining bright. We walk along the river on quiet summer night. She said, if you remember, we parted long ago. I promised to come back again and not to leave her so. She's sweet as rose of color, as dark as ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest mate and sing of locally, but the yellow rose of Texas means the bells of Tennessee. I'm going back to find her, my heart is full of woe. We'll sing the songs together we sang so long ago. I'll pick the banjo gaily and sing the songs of yore. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore. She's sweetest rose of color that dark he ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Hear me talk about your dear mate and sing a rose of thee. But the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee.
Give us this day our daily bread, for good bread is the staff of life. The bread we eat should be made of the very best ingredients. The flour we use to make our bread should be pure, wholesome, and rich in health-giving elements. That is why so many Texas people insist on hillbilly flour. They know that it is at all times uniform and dependable. Hillbilly flour is pure, clean, and easy to bake with. When you buy a sack of hillbilly flour, you know you are getting quality plus economy.
Please pass the dish.
Thank you very much, Leon. All right, Horace, come on up here. If you don't quit acting up on these programs, I don't know. You get me tickled on the program. I just get so embarrassed up here. Well, you just come on up here and sing your song on this program. Horace says, paddle your own canoe.
I've traveled about a bit in my time, and of troubles I've seen a few, but found it better in every clime to paddle my own canoe. My wants are small and I cannot at all if my debts are paid when due. I drive away strife in the ocean of life while I paddle my own canoe. Then love your neighbor as yourself as the world you go marching through. And never sit down with a tear or a frown, but paddle your long canoe. Your lady. To the lark, and from daylight till dark, I do what I have to do. I'm careless of wealth if I've only the help to paddle my own canoe. Then love your neighbor as yourself, as the world you go marching through. And never sit down with a tear or a frown, but paddle your own canoe. Your lady.
Thank you very much, Horace. And boys, I believe we have a minute or so for this last number on the program. It's Buffalo Gal.
Now, I've got a gal, she lives on the hill, lives on the hill, lives on the hill. She's a moonshine daughter, but a lover still. Ain't coming outside.
Ain't coming outside, coming outside, coming outside. Ain't coming outside, thanks for the Bible.
I've got a gal who's got a wooden leg, got a wooden leg, got a wooden leg. I guess that's the reason that the car
begs. Buffalo gal, come that time, come that time, come that time. Buffalo gal, come that time, that's all right.
Thank you very much, boys, and I believe our time is all gone. And friends, if you want to show your appreciation of these programs, just go down to the store the next time you need flour and ask your grocerman for a sack of that superb quality flour, Hillbilly. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red fishing, big white pussy fishing, hillbilly crowd, you're making grand. So I'll be singing and playing, so I'll make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pack the biscuits, Pappy. That's part of the list. Oh, dang, dang, it's hillbilly band.
The
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your passion.